Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, March 29th, and we start with local news. Megan Moore considers the members of her Columbia Central girls basketball team over the past 3 years as family. The coach also has a couple of younger family members, though. The only reason I'm stepping away is my kids needing me more right now, said Moore, referring to her daughters, 8-year-old Carter and 5-year-old Harlan, as she confirmed her resignation. There's been a lot of prayer leading to playing the title of mom most of the time right now. I've been thinking about it a little while, only because my kids are extremely active. Right now we have softball 5 nights a week, they play basketball, so we do the same thing in the fall. Just being able to give them more of my time is something they need right now, she said. Since taking over the Lady Lions program prior to the 2021-2022 season, Moore has posted a 52-36 record, leading Columbia Central to a District 12-4A tournament title and a Region 6-4A tourney semifinal berth in 2023. This past season, Central spent time in the Associated Press statewide Class 4A top 10 rankings and finished 23-9, the program's first 20-win finish in 10 years. What we've been able to accomplish in the 3 years I've been here, the culture, the environment, the integrity, the expectations have completely shifted from what it was when I first took over, the 2004 Spring Hill graduate said. This is a program the young women are extremely proud of. It's something future Lady Lions are looking forward to coming into, she said. It's a credit to the players that bought into the vision I had when I came into the program. It attests to them having the same vision. They just needed the right person to come in and implement something they were wanting all along. Because we shared our equal vision, all of us together have been able to accomplish that. What we have accomplished here is the only thing that makes it okay in leaving, knowing where the program is, she said. Columbia Central principal Mike Steele anticipates that the recent success will create a deep pool of prospective successors to Coach Moore, who will remain in the building as a physical education teacher and as assistant athletics director. I'm very excited for Coach Moore and her future plans and her future journey, Steele said. I'm assuming I'm going to get a lot of interest in that position. She'll be a part, along with some of the young ladies, of the hiring process. I'm looking for some really good applications and some people that are excited. She was very passionate about that team and coaching that team. They're used to a high level of intensity and expectations, he said. Led by a senior troop of Tiana Davis, Kayla Crawford, Samira Angus, and Brooklyn Duke, the upcoming Lady Lion edition is poised to continue trending upward. These seniors were freshmen when I came in, Moore said. They understood what it took to come into a program the way it should look. They have experience and success. I know that whoever we bring on as the new coach, you're going to have a group of girls that have been there, done that, knows what the program should look like, and can help that coach implement it the same way I had these seniors now help with that when I first came on, she said. Moore insisted that while roles may have changed, connections have not. The relationship I have with these young women, the conversation I had with them was our titles are going to change at some point in time. At some point, I'm not going to be their coach. At some point, they're not going to be my player, she said. But regardless of when those titles change, the relationship we can continue to have never does. I made sure I emphasize that who we are as a family doesn't change, she said. Yesterday, two businesses held celebrations in downtown Columbia. Gather Kitchen Mercantile held their grand opening, and Woven celebrated their one-year anniversary. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy spoke to Gather proprietors Adam and Catherine York, as well as Abby Youngblood from Woven.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this afternoon I'm in downtown Columbia on the square for a ribbon cutting celebrating two fabulous stores. First, the grand opening of Gather Kitchen Mercantile and the one-year anniversary of Woven. And I'm speaking with the proprietors. There is Adam and Catherine York, and also Abby Youngblood. Congratulations, y'all. I want to hear all about the merchandise y'all have. Let's start with the grand opening. Catherine, tell us about Gather.
Yes, thank you so much. Gather is our kitchen store here on the square. It is an extension of Smith & York Company. We have everything from tabletop and kitchen necessities, small appliances, all kinds of great things, even pantry items.
Well, looking around, it looks like everything a cook and a homeowner and someone who just enjoys being at home and in the kitchen would enjoy. Very exciting. And Abby, tell us about Woven. Just remind folks what all you have.
At Woven, we have women's clothing. We have jewelry, purses, clothing from your everyday apparel to athleisure, being comfortable at home. And we cater to more of a modest contemporary style, just for everyday buildable pieces throughout your seasonal wardrobe.
I've been in before and every piece in that store is so good looking. That's just wonderful to have in our community. And also, I gather that there is a party going on, so to speak. This is y'all's spring open house this afternoon until 7 o'clock, along with your sister store, Smith & York. And tell us what's going on with the open house.
So we are just having an open house at Gather Kitchen Mercantile and Woven from 5 to 7 in conjunction with the ribbon cuttings. And then, of course, Smith & York, is being a sister store, we can't have two open and not have that one open as well. It's kind of like what one does. All three do.
Sibling rivalry.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, Smith & York's a little more like the mother. The mama has to be there for the kids. So, no. But that's kind of, anytime one's open, we're all open. So, we're just all here to celebrate.
Well, that sounds like loads of fun, and people are enjoying themselves, and there's some fabulous food here that we've been sampling. So, congratulations. I know y'all are going to do fabulous. Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Mount Pleasant City Commission approved during its March meeting an application to the United States Department of Agriculture for a water loan or grant. Mayor Bill White said the funding would be used for generators at the water plant and City Hall. This is money that's available through USDA that has no match to it, City Manager Kate Collier told the board. We don't have a generator at the water plant, and the one at City Hall is very, very old. Prior to the vote, Collier reported that the city had received a letter from CPWS in which the utility had agreed to double the amount of water it provides Mount Pleasant from 100,000 gallons per day to 200,000. I think we're going to meet our long-term needs of 500,000, but it will involve some infrastructure that we already know we're going to be a part of. That's really good news, Collier said. It was not stated when the city would find out if the grant was approved by USDA. The board also approved a resolution naming the Gardenia Clark Park Pavilion in honor of Celestine Griffith Wilson, who helped secure the land for the park in the 1960s. Commissioners also approved a cooperative endeavor between the city and Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Tennessee to run through October of 2024. This is to understand that if this is going to work out for everyone, this is going to work out for everyone involved, White said. A change order of $42,800 for wastewater system improvements was also approved. An inspector from the engineering company is having to stay on site an additional 49 days, Collier said, requiring the expense. Finance Director Schiffer Cox stated that the city was starting the process of putting together its 2024-2025 budget and that commission meetings in that regard would be held from April 23rd to April 26th. Commissioners also reappointed Justin Robinette to the Mount Pleasant Power System Board. The board also recognized longtime coach DeWitt Whitaker, who has coached junior high football, junior high basketball, and boys basketball in Mount Pleasant, and later coached girls basketball at Columbia Central. State Representative Kip Capley proposed legislation enhancing the penalty for assaulting police officers from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class E felony. House Bill 1881 would make the offense of assault against a law enforcement officer a Class E felony punishable by a mandatory minimum 60-day sentence and a $10,000 fine. Police officers put their lives on the line every day, and they deserve our respect, honor, and support, Capley said. Threatening and assaulting law enforcement is a villainous act and should be punished as such. This bill holds some of the worst among us accountable for their actions and will hopefully make people think twice before attacking police officers in this state, he said. Over the last 5 years, there was an average of 440 arrests for simple assault against law enforcement officers, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. If approved, House Bill 1881 would take effect on July 1st. Representative Capley represents House District 71, which includes Wayne County and part of Hardin, Lawrence, and Murray counties. Murray Regional Health Athletic Trainers will host a coaches clinic for all sports coaches in the area to learn more about preparing athletes for their season. The clinic will be held April 13th at 9 a.m. at the Murray Regional Annex, which is across the street from Murray Regional Medical Center, located at 1223 Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. It is meant for coaches of any age group, youth, middle school, high school, college, or volunteer, or for anyone else who wants to learn about coaching, leadership, athlete safety, and more. A group of speakers are slated to present, including Brigadier General Stephen Turner, Assistant Adjutant General with the Tennessee Army National Guard, who will present a program on leadership, ownership, and mentorship. Dr. Andrew K. Nielsen, a specialist in internal medicine and pediatrics with Murray Regional Medical Group Primary Care and Pediatrics, will present on nutrition and hydration. Physical therapist Andrea Bain with Murray Regional Medical Center will present on proper warm-up techniques and injury prevention. And RN nurse Amanda Cothran, the Stroke, Trauma, and Chest Pain Center Coordinator for Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on pre-hospital management of athletic injuries. After the speaker session, CPR training will be provided for anyone interested. It will not serve as a certification course, though it will count toward bronze-level CPR AED training for the Tennessee Safe Stars Act. Coaches from Murray County Public Schools will also receive in-service credit for attending. The clinic is free to attend. Registration is not required, but anyone attending is asked to RSVP by emailing dhightower@murrayregional.com. A former corrections officer with the Murray County Jail, James Stewart Justice, was sentenced on Friday, March 15th, to 15 months in prison and 1 year of supervised release. A federal jury previously convicted Justice of falsifying a record in a federal civil rights investigation for a report he wrote in response to allegations that he had sexually abused an inmate in his custody. Corrections officers are entrusted with immense power over the inmates in their care. The vast majority of them carry out their important jobs with honor and integrity, said United States Attorney Henry C. Leventis for the Middle District of Tennessee. This prosecution and the sentence imposed last week, however, should serve as a reminder that we will not hesitate to hold corrections officers accountable when they violate the law and the public trust, he said. This defendant abused his authority as a corrections officer to cover up allegations of sexual misconduct, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Law enforcement officers who oversee our jails and prisons have a responsibility to protect people in their custody. Officers must treat allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and document them carefully. We will continue holding officers accountable when they abuse their position of power to cover up their unlawful conduct, she said. This sentence is the result of relentless efforts by the FBI to bring justice corrections personnel who abuse their position of trust, said Special Agent in Charge Douglas S. DePodesta of the FBI Memphis Field Office. The FBI will continue to work with our partners to ensure the physical safety and civil rights of all individuals and ensure that any public servant who abuses their authority is held accountable, he said. According to court documents, the defendant, formerly known as James Stewart Thomas, wrote an official report for the Murray County Jail in response to allegations that he had sexually abused an inmate he had guarded in a hospital room while the inmate recovered from major surgery. In his report, Justice falsely claimed that he had reported to two Murray County Jail supervisors that an inmate had made sexual advances toward him while the inmate was in his custody at the hospital, falsely claimed that those two Murray County Jail supervisors had advised him not to write a report about the inmate's alleged sexual advances and omitted a claim he later made to criminal investigators that he had a sexual relationship with the inmate after the inmate's release from custody. The FBI Memphis Field Office, Nashville Resident Agency, investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Amanda J. Klopf of the Middle District of Tennessee and trial attorney Kyle Boynton of the Civil Rights Division prosecuted the case. Spring Hills Town Center Redevelopment Committee, a group formed in 2019 with the intent to revitalize and preserve one of Spring Hills' oldest districts, presented its latest findings and updates to the city's Planning Commission last week. The committee discussed three different character areas in Spring Hill and how to connect them with common threads. When we started this project, we realized that we had three distinctive character areas, which contained a different part of our history, Spring Hill Historical Commission Chair and committee member Alicia Fitz said. Old Town is essentially from Keedron to Duplex, with a block or two to the west side. Town Center, which is where we are now, is Chapter 2, she said. The third character area encompasses what will become the Keedron Square mixed-use development located at the former Tennessee Children's Home property. The concept is that we have these different parts of our history, and if we can find a way to connect them with common threads, then it doesn't quite look so crazy, Fitz said. Old Town probably has the most challenges, since it is the oldest part of our town, she said. The group's latest project has been developing a long-term development plan, which was done in partnership with CT Consultants in 2022. One of the initial goals regarding Town Center's long-term plan is getting other city departments involved, Fitz said. Part of what we were trying to do is looking at stakeholder information, is tying it together, like for example with Parks and Rec and having a greenway, which feeds into the pedestrian walkability kind of setup, Fitz said. Options for funding could include applying for grant funding. I think the group understands that the community does want a place to gather, want it to be safe and can promote economic development, Town Center Committee Chairman Bill Benedict said. After living in Spring Hill for 20 years, I can say that I know where its soul is, but just don't know where its heart is, he said. While the heart of the project lies along the Main Street corridor as a district, improvements would also be focused on side streets such as School Street, Spruce Street, and Mclemore Avenue, and local neighborhoods. Improvements would include street lighting, retail space, parking, underground utilities, and signage. The city is also in talks to purchase the Ferguson Hall property for future restoration, which Fitz said would provide a proper anchor for the district. This plan is intended to be fluid, and there will be a lot of things happening over time in this area, Fitz said. This plan is intended to give us guardrails and to be flexible enough to tweak it as things modify in the Old Town area, she said. When it came time for feedback from city planners, the general consensus was supportive, but also that more work lies ahead. I'm really encouraged by what's been put together. It's really trailblazing work, very good work, and I'm impressed, Commissioner Jonathan Duda said. No votes were taken Monday regarding adopting the Town Center long-term plan. The plan will be presented to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen at a later time, who will hold authority over the final vote. For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have sunny to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 72 degrees. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect overcast skies and a low of 51 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For your weekend forecast, we will see mainly sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 78 degrees. Winds will kick up to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overnight Saturday, the low will be 58. On Easter Sunday, we will have mostly cloudy skies with a high of 81 degrees. Winds will remain at 10 to 20 miles per hour. On Sunday night, we will have overcast skies and a low of 65. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours. And we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Bank with First Farmers, and you can bank with confidence. With personalized solutions, dedicated experts, and over a century of experience, First Farmers lets you feel secure and empowered in your financial choices. This is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and I would like to remind you that no matter your goals, First Farmers is here for you. Visit myfirstfarmers.com or call 1-800-882-8378 to switch to First Farmers today. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Wave Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Within hours of lawmakers vacating Tennessee State University's board, Governor Bill Lee on Thursday signed the legislation into law and issued his appointments to reseat a new board. The move came after House Republicans passed legislation to vacate the existing board, reneging on a deal made in committee last week to preserve at least three existing members. House leadership on Thursday suggested a deal had been struck with a board that fell through, leading them to align with the Senate GOP plan to strike the entire board.
Lee has appointment power over 8 seats on the 10-person board, which also includes a faculty appointment and a non-voting student member. Tennessee State University is a remarkable institution, and my administration, in partnership with the General Assembly, is committed to ensuring students are being served, Governor Lee said. I'm pleased to appoint these highly qualified individuals who will work alongside administrators and students to further secure TSU's place as a leading institution, he said. Lee appointed the following group on Thursday evening, noting in a press release that all are TSU graduates. Trevia Chapman, who is president of the Bank of America in Memphis. Jeffrey Norfleet, provost and vice president for administration at Shorter College. Marquita Qualls, founder and principal of Entropia Consulting. Tarika Smith, deputy mayor and director of human resources of Madison County. Charles Trauber, general counsel, division of real estate, retail, and finance services at Bridgestone Americas. Dwayne Tucker, CEO of Lead Public Schools. Kevin Williams, president and CEO of GAA Manufacturing. And Dakasha Winton, senior vice president and chief government relations officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. TSU leaders and students criticized the General Assembly's aim to wipe the board clean, arguing it will destabilize the university as it undergoes a presidential search. Legislative Democrats had pushed for a compromise to maintain a few members on the board for institutional knowledge and stability. This is unprecedented, unfortunate, and uncharted waters for any public university in the state, TSU said in a statement after the House vote on Thursday. We believe this legislation will disrupt our students' educational pursuits, harm the image of the university, and remove a board that had achieved success in its enhanced governance of TSU. TSU also noted the chronic underfunding the university has faced. TSU would undoubtedly be in a different position today if it had received the funds promised by the state over the course of the last 3 decades, TSU's statement said. While we are very disappointed by today's vote, we will continue to work with the General Assembly and the Governor's Office to pursue options both in funding and governance that allow TSU to continue the momentum it has achieved in enrollment, research, academics, and providing great opportunities for students. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Looking for a physician? Choosing a healthcare provider for your family is one of the most important decisions you will make. Murray Regional Medical Group delivers primary care for individuals of all ages, from newborns to adults, and has an array of specialists ranging from endocrinologists to urologists. With locations in Murray, Lewis, Marshall, and Wayne counties, our experienced team can provide you with quality care close to home. For more information, visit murrayregionalmedicalgroup.com. Murray Regional Medical Group. Your health is our primary care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. This Easter weekend, we'll have many fun events for the family, including egg hunts, photo ops, petting zoos, and a whole lot more. Northside Baptist Church, located at 127 Theta Pike, will host its Easter picnic and egg hunt starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The event will include free food, games, and other family-friendly activities. In Mount Pleasant, the city's Parks and Recreation Department will host its 34th annual Easter egg hunt starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday at 501 Gray Lane. This is Mount Pleasant's longest-running event, which includes eggs, games, prizes, and maybe even a visit from the Easter Bunny. In Santa Fe, Mingle Branch Farm at 4719 Mingle Branch Road invites animal lovers to its Easter on the Farm event starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Guests will have the opportunity to interact with many of the farm's animals, including bunnies, chicks, and ducks. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a very happy Easter.